Farm fields in all or part of 38 states drain into the Mississippi River. Some of the tributaries of the Mississippi are so silted that dredges have to operate around the clock to keep river shipping lanes open. The Sangamon River in central Illinois is not big enough for shipping cargo, but it does run into the man-made Decatur Lake. The city of Decatur gets its water from that lake and often has to dredge it to keep the water inlets from clogging up. Keith Alexander is the director of water management for the city of Decatur, Illinois. He says a little soil erosion on enough farms adds up.
And the drainage area that runs into the lake is 925 square miles of some of the world's best topsoil. We have literally 500,000 acres of corn and soybean fields that flow into our lake that we use for drinking water purposes.
Not only does the silt clog the lake, it also carries fertilizers and pesticides with it, polluting the lake. The city has offered farmers financial incentives to reduce soil erosion, but it hasn't gotten enough participation from farmers to solve the problem. So the city of Decatur decided to try another approach. They would offer money to landowners to build ponds. Those ponds would be located in key drainage areas next to farm fields. Shannon Allen is a watershed specialist with the Macon County Soil and Water Conservation District. He says it turned out to be a pretty popular program.
The landowners wanted it for recreational purposes, obviously to fish and maybe swim in or whatever. We're putting them in so we can collect sediment from the farm fields above them so they don't get into the river system.
Shannon Allen says the ponds work a lot better at keeping silt out of creeks and rivers and lakes than other methods to reduce erosion.
Basically, ponds collect 90% of the silt, and so anytime you can put up a pond, you're doing better than like a grassed waterway or a terrace that don't reduce sediment loads by that much.
The city offers up to $5,000 to landowners, but that's well short of the actual cost. A typical pond can cost $20,000 to $25,000 to build, but landowners have been taking up the city's offer. Alan Robertson owns a few acres at the bottom of a sloping cornfield. About 42 acres drains onto his property and then into a creek. He says when he moved there, there was just a big ditch where stormwater from the neighboring farm fields washed a bigger and bigger gully, carrying sediment to the creek.
There was places 8-10 feet deep, and we've lived here almost 20 years, and it just kept getting deeper as it went along, and I hated to even come down here and look at it because it was, getting so bad. So I'm glad that program, came along to take care of it. As you can see, it's not doing that anymore.
Robertson took advantage of the city's pond program. Where the gully used to be, a carpet of green lawn now borders a picturesque little pond. Alan Robertson says the pond has a pipe in the bottom of it, kind of like a bathtub plug. It was part of the design required to get the matching funds from the city. When the pond fills up with silt, Robertson will be able to drain the pond and dig out the soil.
See this valve down here? You can actually pull that up. It could very well be 20 years from now it does get enough silt in here where a person would have to drain it down, but like I said, it's designed to do that.
That silt is some of the richest dirt in the Corn Belt and could be sold back to farmers or used for gardens or flower beds. The landowner will have to pay the cost of digging it out, but it's that much more silt that won't have to be dredged from the lakes or the rivers that feed them, where people get their public water supply. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.